We're very happy to have with us Bernie Kosar, who's been with us now for the last few days watching the practices here in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl. One of the things, and it's been a really a great time to spend these few days of watching practices with you and hearing your critical evaluations of, as much as anything, how the thing is run, how the structure of these practices. And look, the teams have their own styles, their own schemes that they follow. You had some thoughts, I know, as we talked in the stands watching the practices at Ladd Peebles Stadium here in Mobile, about maybe some other ways and ways that you could improve these workouts for the benefit of these players trying to, again, sell their wares to the NFL.
Yeah, you know, there's that fine line you have to walk between overusing somebody, getting them tired and hurt, getting them tired and not ready to play on Saturday. So I realize it's sometimes a complex equation. That being said, these games, sometimes the practices are as important and the drills are as important as the game, because you're only going to get a handful of reps in the game with everybody rotating in there. So if you had the opportunity, and it may make the quality of play on Saturday not as good, but if you give these guys more time in the one-on-one drills, in the seven-on-seven drills, right, where you're able to see the guys run more routes, catch more balls, the quarterbacks throw more routes, throw the ball down the field, and just get more of a rhythm, because the guys are a little uptight at first. They're only getting a handful of reps. So by the time the drill started, it's almost finished. They're only getting one, two, three reps, and it would help them get more reps. It'd help the guys evaluating them more if maybe they were getting 8 to 10 of those reps per drill instead of maybe 3 or 4.
One of the things I noticed today as players were getting ready for both teams, getting ready to go to their respective practices, is not moving with as much enthusiasm and vigor. And, you know, they were dragging to go to these. Now it's, you know, we're talking Thursday, and I know this process, a lot of them arrive either Saturday night, Sunday. And then in the early part of the week, it was wide-eyed. It was, let's get there and get going. Now it's looking like some drudgery. And, Bernie, that's a mental thing, too, that you have to overcome, because welcome to the NFL, guys. This is a job now. This is not something you're doing as part of your college experience.
Yeah, it's imperative that the guys learn how to make that balance between the families and all the new friends you have, all the new family you have, the agents, the marketing guys. They all want a piece of you here.
Dragging
and taking away. And then you also have to understand it is the business of executing well and playing football, and they have that kind of nervousness about them of trying to go out and show an interview with the 32 teams here,
right,
and the physical stuff of running and going through these practices. But it's almost as much mentally tired, as you're astutely pointing out, as it is physically, and they really, to showcase to the best of their abilities on Saturday, it really would be imperative if the next, say, 36 hours, they kind of shut out all the peripheral non-football things.
Bernie, this was great. Really appreciated you being down here. It added so much to our coverage, and we enjoyed it, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good.
He's Bernie Kosar, joining us as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.